This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Western leaders, defense leaders, meeting at a Ramstein Air Base in Germany have failed to resolve divisions over possibly providing battle tanks and other military aid to Ukraine. The tank debate roiling the coalition was not resolved in a long meeting on Friday, but Germany's new defense minister suggested the issue was inching forward. The U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told the group of that this is a crucial moment in the war as Russian troops regroups and re-equips. The fighting is expected to intensify in the spring. Taiwan's top envoy to the U.S. says her self-ruled island's leaders are scrambling to adapt to the hard-won lessons of Ukraine's conflict for their own deterrence and defense against any attacks by China. During an interview with AP's Ellen Nickmeyer, Taiwan's envoy to the United States, B. Kim Zhao, says they need to be better prepared.
But in a worst-case scenario, we understand that we have to be better prepared so as to fortify our defenses and to prevent an attack from harming the people of Taiwan.
And she said it's up to new House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to decide if he'll visit Taiwan, risking a new military show of force by China. A half century after Roe v. Wade, March for Life supporters on Friday celebrated the Supreme Court's dismantling of the constitutional right to an abortion and heralded the political struggles set loose by the court's decision. President Joe Biden's pledge to do all in his limited power to restore core abortion rights, the first March for Life since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in June, came with a new focus. This is VOA News. The U.S. president has shown and has a new challenge. That's agreeing on spending decisions with a Republican-controlled House of Representatives. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
U.S. President Joe Biden will meet with Democratic congressional leaders at the White House on Tuesday. Republicans, with their newly won House majority, want to extract steep spending cuts from Biden and the congressional Democrats. They also intend to call on the Treasury to continue making debt and other payments should the government face default without an agreement to raise the borrowing limit. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Thousands of protesters have taken to the streets of Peru's capital, and they have been met with volleys of tear gas for the second straight day as demonstrators made clear they will keep up their mobilization efforts to defend and demand the resignation of the president. Many of the protesters in Lima had arrived from remote Andean regions where dozens have died amid unrest that has engulfed large portions of the country since the first leader from a rural Andean background was impeached and imprisoned after he tried to dissolve Congress last month. Elon Musk has testified at his Tesla's tweet trial, AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reporting.
Elon Musk took the witness stand to defend a 2018 tweet claiming he had lined up financing to take Tesla private in a deal that never happened. That tweet resulted in a $40 million settlement with security regulators and a class action lawsuit alleging he misled investors. The billionaire defended his prolific tweeting as the most democratic way to distribute information, while also acknowledging that the constraints of Twitter's 240-character limit can make it difficult to make everything as clear as possible. Musk spent about a half hour on the stand before the trial adjourned for the week. He is supposed to return to court on Monday. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Google is laying off 12,000 workers, becoming the latest tech company to trim staff as the economic boom that the industry rode during the COVID-19 pandemic ebbs. The Silicon Valley giant CEO Sundar Pichai shared the news Friday in an email to staff that was also posted on the company's news blog. He said that the company has hired for periods of dramatic growth over the past 2 years. That was a different economic reality than the one that they're currently facing. He said the layoffs reflect a rigorous review that Google carried out of product areas and functions. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.